podcast of West Tigers.
Well, hi, welcome again to our pre-season edition of Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers, where we are focusing on some of the younger players coming through the club, some of the emerging players, and our development contract players, as well as some of the train and trialists. Tony Suka is with us. Welcome, mate. Thanks for joining us. Tony has come through the Balmain Pathways team and is now on a development contract for the first time at West Tigers. How you been?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm well. I've watched you boys in pre-season, though, and I break out in a sweat just looking at some of the stuff. You're just, you know, doing stretches and warm-ups, and I'm thinking, I don't think I can get through that. How have you held up? How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, it's not always about how hard it is and how tough it is. It's also about learning and growing on your weaknesses and building on your strengths as well. And the little technical things that you can work on as a side. So, yeah, it's been good, and it's been a good experience so far. Only 2 weeks.
You were in pre-season last year though too, weren't you? You had a bit of a taste of what's happened now, and you also played in that trial, didn't you? In Auckland against the Warriors. How just rewinding back to that, mixing with, you know, a lot of the NRL players. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was definitely tough, and I learned a lot of lessons from that game. Not only the intensity that the game's played at, but also like the communication and the small things that you do as a team, which you know, really affects your performance on the field.
Yeah, let's talk about your junior footy and your pathways through the Bows. I said through the Balmain junior rep side of things. Take us back as a youngster. When did you first start playing?
So I played for a few clubs, but always in the Balmain district. I started at Enfield Feds, moved to Strathfield Raiders, and then finished just down the road at Concord Wolves. So, yeah, it was good. My dad's a West Tigers fan, so, You know, grew up in the area and played pretty much my whole life in the Balmain comp.
What sort of age were you when you started playing?
I started when I was 6, So, yeah.
Did dad play?
Yeah, he did. He was a good player, but, you know, how it is.
Yeah, well, that is often how it is, isn't it? Your dad, you know, drags the young fellas along, and I imagine you're glad that he did sort of shoehorn you into rugby league, because you've had a really bright young career so far, and I know you want to make your NRL debut. You've spoken to me about that. Can it happen in 24? Is that the goal?
Yeah, definitely. I just, you know, obviously there's things that everyone has to work on as a player. And for me, you know, everyone wants to make their NRL debut. But first, I just want to, you know, set some goals, work on my game and get that right before, you know, dive into the deep end.
Mm. Second row is Tony. I'm sure you probably can play in the middle as well. You talk about working on your game, Tone. What are some of the things that you think you would like to improve on?
I think the biggest thing for me is probably confidence. So being able to showcase like my skills, like my ball skills, and, you know, not just being one dimensional, and, you know, bringing out more to my game, working on my speed and agility, and just the small things in my game which can really open up, you know, my skills. Yeah.
Have you got a preference at your edge forward? What side are you normally on?
No preference. Wherever the team needs me, but. Yeah. I played most of my juniors on the right side back row, but no preference. Yeah.
When, like, obviously you're playing junior reps, so you played a couple of years of mats, didn't you? Yeah. And a couple of years of ball.
Yeah.
So up in age, and then you played flag last year for the first time?
Yeah, so mats, I was playing centre in mats when I was up at year young, and then played another 2 years because of COVID, so the age group went up, and so I had my age group and then my age group again, and then played your young SG, and then my age moved up to flag.
Yeah, right. What school did you go to?
I went to Christian Brothers Lewisham.
Ah, yes, I remember them. And we played them. It's not about me. Yeah, way back when, in the Commonwealth Bank Cup. I tell you, who went there. Paul Osborne.
Yeah, he did.
Yes?
Yeah, he came to our school a few times, and Yeah. You know, we had a few, you know, talks and...
Yeah, I remember I played them at Leichhardt Oval. It was a Commonwealth Bank Cup. God, way back when. When did you know, Tone, that you're pretty good at the game? And obviously, your dad's a big supporter of you, so he wanted to encourage you as much as he could. When did you sort of know that, well, I guess I can make this junior rep team? And you did, and you've gone on and made plenty more rep teams.
Yeah, I think growing up, like I was always like the bigger boy and the quicker one, and you know, I was just dominant in my age group. And then, yeah, I loved the game since I was a kid, and yeah, no matter what, I always wanted to put my best foot forward. So, yeah, growing up was in the junior league. You know, I knew that I wanted to try my best to make it as far as possible.
So even like, you know, pre-teens and pre puberty, if you like, you were probably one of the bigger boys.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you find then the rest of them caught up to you?
Yeah.
And then you had to find another level.
Yeah. So, as I've gotten older, I've noticed, like, you know, boys get bigger, stronger, faster, and then it's not only about how much talent you have, but also how hard you work, and then you combine the two and, you know, you can make something of it.
Looking at pre-season, and that seems to be the real theme all the boys have been talking to is hard work. How you been handling it?
You know, it's definitely been a struggle, but, you know, as a team, you go through struggles together, and that's how you build and grow and become a better side. And you work on the small things in your game, even through the tough times, like you work on the technical things and you grow as a team. That's how you become a better side. So as hard as it is, they're the things that you need to do. And yeah, that's the game.
What sort of players would you model yourself on or you've looked up to over the last few years? And, you know, I'm imagining West Tigers players. If you say, I'd like to be able to do what he's doing, or I should be doing what he's doing.
Look at back rowers. So I grew up watching, obviously, Benji play. So that era, Gareth Ellis was a back rower in that period. So
pretty handy back rower too, Gareth.
He was very skillful.
You would have only been young then.
Yeah, but, you know, you can watch on YouTube. So,
yeah,
Gareth Ellis was a good player to watch. And, Sonny Bill as well. They're probably, like, if I'm looking at players from West Tigers, yeah, definitely Gareth Ellis is good back rower. So,
brilliant back rower. Three-time back-to-back-to-back, wasn't he? Player of the year here, Gareth. And the recent Kelly Barnes last year too, inducted into our Hall of Fame. What are you hoping to... you want to make your NRL debut, but it's baby steps. So what are the improvements you think you... and you've already sort of touched on it, but anything away from the physical side that you think you need to work on?
Yeah, I've noticed that to make it, you need to have a voice. So finding my voice is a big factor that I need to work on, and being able to communicate with my half outside me and defensively or even in attack, you know, communication is a very big factor. So working on my voice and improving that is definitely an aspect away from the physical side, which is a key factor in, you know, the game. So that's one thing that I probably need to work on. And
yeah, it's a really, really important point you make there, because, like, we're all different personalities. You've got a group and you've got some loud mouths and you've got some shyer guys and some softly spoken boys. And finding your voice, I guess you sort of take it for granted, but it is such a big important part of the game, communication. I coach I've coached a young team for a while, under 15s, going in under 16s. And I've got some really good young players in there, but a couple of them, they haven't said one word. They're just so quiet. And you try and open them up. I was like, mate, you've got to, who's catching that ball? Put a name on it. Talk, open your mouth.
Yeah.
Use it for something other than eating. But it's a good point you make. Mate, good luck with it all, Tane. I really hope you do well in the next 12 months or so. Just keep working hard, and I'm sure good things will come your way.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
There he is, our second rower on a development contract, Tony Suka, and we will be talking to more of the young and up-and-coming West Tigers over the course of the summer right here on your official podcast of West Tigers, Behind the Raw.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.